it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio, open His eternal Word and study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of John, chapter number 3, and we're continuing our study on the subject of dealing with. For the last 3 weeks, we've looked at this study, and we're going to continue just following the Holy Spirit and allowing the Lord to help us in these problem areas of our life. We look first of all at the subject of dealing with temptations. And then after we studied that, we looked at the subject dealing with trials. And then last week on the broadcast, we looked at dealing with our sins. Sins in the life of a believer. And I said to you that all that a sinner can do with their sins is bring them to the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved by the marvelous grace of God. There's no other way of him dealing with his sin. A sinner does not have the ability to put away his sin. He does not have the ability to purge his sin. And he does not have power over sin. But he simply comes as a sinner, brings himself and his sin to the Lord Jesus Christ, and God saves him, washes away his sin in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and gives him new life in the Lord. So a sinner comes to Christ, and God takes care of his sin problem. But then we looked at sin in the life of the believer, and we spent most of last week dealing with that. And I said to you, there are two ways of dealing with sin. There's a human way, that's cover it. There is a heavenly way, that is confess it. And if we cover our sins, God will uncover them. But if we confess our sins, God will cleanse them. The Bible said in 1 John chapter 1, verse number 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we looked at how we must deal with sin in our life after we're saved by the grace of God. Now, this week on the broadcast, we're looking at the subject of dealing with our flesh. And I know this is a category that all of us have problems with because all of us are flesh. But my desire is to take you into the Word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to use the Holy Scriptures and speak to us about how we are to deal with this sinful flesh that we live in. You see, once you're saved by the grace of God, the believer has three enemies to battle with if he's going to live a Christian life in this sinful world and enjoy the victory of the Lord. The first one that he must deal with is the devil. And Satan, in all of his powerful perversions, will do everything that he can to turn you away from righteousness, away from the will of God, and try to persuade you that his way is better than the Lord's way. Then the second enemy that the believer has is simply this world. And when I speak of the world, I'm not speaking about the trees and the mountains, the landscape. I'm speaking about the world system that is the enemy of the Christian life. The Bible said in the book of James, chapter number 4, and verse number 4, to be a friend of this world is to be an enemy of God. And so, my friend, the world is against you and I having victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. The world cries out for us to join up with it in all of its system, its styles, its habits. It wants us to love the world and love the things of the world. But yet we're instructed by the Word of God in 1 John chapter number 2, verse number 15. The Bible said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, they are of the Father. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. So as a believer, we have an enemy in the world. And then we have an enemy in the devil. These two things war against our soul. But then number three, we have a third enemy, which is many times not recognized to be the enemy of the child of God. Not only is there the world with its powerful persuasion, and there's the devil with his powerful perversion, but there is the flesh with its cry for personal pacification. The flesh cries out, I want it. I want it. Satisfy me. Satisfy me. Give it to me. Give it to me. The flesh wants its way in the life of a believer. And as we look into the Word of God, we're going to see several things that the Bible has to say about the flesh. But again, let me remind you, we have three great enemies: the world and its system, the devil, or Satan as you might want to call him, and then our own flesh. Now, most of us would not like to put our flesh in the same category as the devil, as the enemy of our Christian life. But the Word of God does. And so we're going to leave it there and look at it in the light of the Word of God. As you live your Christian life, these three enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil, like an unholy trinity, wage spiritual warfare against your victory and against you as a child of God. Many people who are saved have been warned about Satan and about the world system and how wicked they are. And they're aware of the wicked devices that the world and the devil offers them, trying to destroy their Christian life. But yet those same people fall prey to their own flesh and are robbed of many of the spiritual blessings that they could enjoy. As the Holy Spirit directs us, we're going to go through the Word of God, learn some things about our flesh, and then learn how we can overcome its opposition to our Christian life. It would have been wonderful if the Lord had eradicated all the fleshly lusts and desires when he saved us, but he did not. So we must learn to deal with our flesh. And that's what our purpose is as we look at the study of the Word of God these days. To begin our study, let me just start very basically by dealing with the thought of understanding the problems of the flesh. Did you ever wonder, why is my flesh like it is? You see, friend, the only good thing we can really say about our flesh is every time we trust it, every time we yield to it, it gets us into a lot of trouble with God. Why do I have so much problem with my flesh? Paul said in the book of Romans chapter number 7, when I would do good, evil is always present with me. I wind up doing what I did not plan to do, and then I do not get done what I plan to do. That is a summary of what Paul is saying. Why does my flesh give me so much problem? Now, before I answer that, let me say this. I'm aware some of you do not even recognize that you have an enemy in your flesh. As far as you're concerned, you may think you're a good man or a good lady. But I want to tell you, all of us are encamped in a body that is wicked sinful flesh in the eyes of a thrice holy God. In order to understand this, we come to the Word of God and learn these truths about our flesh. I want you to notice, first of all, you did not have any problem with your flesh before you were saved. No, your flesh was Lord of your life. You did what your flesh desired, and there was never any opposition there. But the moment you're saved, the flesh becomes the enemy of your soul. Notice why. First of all, there is a condition that exists. You see, if you're saved by the grace of God, you are a saved being, but you are living in an unsaved body. That day in your life when you bowed before God with repentance and faith and received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the day that God saved you by His grace, He did not save your wicked flesh. Your flesh is still as wicked as it ever has been, and your flesh still desires what it always desired, and your flesh can still do anything and everything that it could before you were saved. You see, friend, your flesh is not saved, and your flesh still desires sin and wickedness. And by the way, your flesh, after you're saved, can still commit any sin that it could commit before you were saved. Being saved does not mean you cannot sin. It does mean if you are saved, you cannot live long in sin and enjoy the pleasure of it, because God will deal with you. But you still have the capability and the possibility of committing any sin that you committed before you were saved. So the condition that exists in a person who is saved by the marvelous grace of God: our soul is saved. We are a saved being, but we live in an unsaved body. And because of this, then, my friend, there is a conflict that emerges with my heart, my spirit. I want to serve God. I want to do right. But with my flesh, I want to serve myself. I want to satisfy me and satisfy my flesh and its desires. And so because of the condition that exists, there's a conflict that emerges. And either we will, by the grace of God, get victory over our flesh, or our flesh will get victory over our Christian life. And we'll continue the study, the Lord willing, as the week unfolds. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and study His Word together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. We have a few churches and individuals that support us on a monthly basis, but we need to hear from a number of you. Would you pray for us? And then as the Lord directs your heart, sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
I do not